The GIFs are getting better on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. Big facts.
They don't have any new ones, though.
All right.
I persist.
So. Jeez.
Are we recording?
We are. And you just threw a crazy dab. What's going on, guys? This is Otaku Cafe back at it again.
What's up?
What it do?
What it do, boo-boo?
I'm dead.
Hey, yo, hold it down, hold it down, hold it down.
God. So we're going to do a sound off. And with this sound off, we have a guest today. So we're going to have the guest go first. A go very, right ahead, guest. I'm only calling guest. You guest because I didn't want to say your name. So go ahead.
So you can give them your name or you can give them, like, your persona, whatever, Discord, whatever feels right. Just let them know who you are.
Just to you.
Sativa, ooh. It's very mysterious.
Infinity's alien music. That'd be mad.
We're going to need some really cool alien music for that. Oh. But you already know, it's the Great Saint Otaku, BB, a.k.a. G-Sob.
What? You already know the vibes. It's Frankie Ocean putting that motion in your ocean.
Listen, so I feel like I don't have like
a catchphrase.
It's just like T Nasty.
That's because you're nasty.
Because I like to make it.
Because I like to make it nasty.
Exactly.
Because nasty rhymes with nasty.
Yeah. Well, it's T Nasty.
Hey Siri.
You'd be like, it's your girl T Nasty.
Hey Siri.
Hit me up and find out why.
Oh my god.
Don't hit her up, guys. She has a lot of work to do.
I'm busy.
She's busy.
Just like, what do you want?
What's going on, guys? This is Mello. I love black women. I couldn't think of a catchphrase like last time.
Yeah, just so there you one go. Out that doesn't rhyme at all.
That's it.
I just need to think of something like that.
Fun fact about yourself. Oh, actually. Fun random fact, what does everybody sign here?
Uh-huh. Wait, I want you to guess.
I'm a rooster.
Let's guess ourselves. Let's guess.
I'm a rooster.
Guess what each other are.
A cockadoodle.
Were you born in the year of the rooster?
Yes.
Oh, that's lit.
You're getting way too specific. But I'm pretty sure I'm a horse.
No.
He said sign.
You
didn't say
wolf.
What sign.
No, I'm a
goat. No, you're the monkey. You're definitely the monkey. You're 92.
Oh, this is a year thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Just say Chinese
year. Yeah, the Chinese zodiac.
Y'all really gonna let me goat?
No, you're the monkey.
Now, after I'm not the
monkey. You're a monkey.
I'm the goat.
Ooh,
what year are you born, dog?
Ooh,
He was born in 92. He's the year of the monkey.
Do you know how scary monkeys are?
If a monkey came up to me and he was like, ooh, ah. And he didn't even like actually pronounce it. He was like, ooh, ah. I'd be like, whoa.
Just came up to you, my mans. Ooh, ah.
That'd be hilarious.
You're a monkey.
There it is. And wait, who's that? Who else?
I'm a goat. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm a goat as well.
Is that a dog?
You're the dog.
Isn't there an F
woof,
at the end
woof,
of that?
Man. Woof, woof.
What dog?
Woof.
I'm a Capricorn born in the year of the goat. So I'm a double goat.
Double goat. Wow,
that's cool.
Wow.
I'm a Taurus.
I'm two times a goat.
I'm a Taurus.
Stop.
I guess I'm a flying virgin.
Wow.
Pisces?
Oh, Pisces.
No, wait. Virgo. You had it right the first time.
Oh.
What? Frankie just gonna sit in her corner.
It's literally part of the word.
Tie knots.
What are you?
I'm a Scorpio and the year of the dog.
Huh. Interesting.
I'm sorry for whatever male counterpart did to you. I'm sorry, okay? I can't apologize for them.
Okay.
This is how Geminis feel too, but I mean, y'all are
trying. It takes a lot to make Teen Nasty feel disgusted. She said Scorpio.
She's like, interesting.
First of all, that sentence, it takes a lot to make Teen Nasty disgusted. That is a prime sentence right there.
Auto-tune it.
Gotcha.
Oh, God.
So, because we have a new guest, we're going to have to cut the chit-chat a little short and go straight into it because we have a lot of questions to ask him. But before that, you already know how we start everything off. What the fuck have have you been watching?
Did you bring out your church voice?
He did that so I could auto-tune it.
You're going to auto-tune it. It's gonna be auto tuned.
It's gonna be toned out. It's gonna be just an explicit tone the whole time.
I almost wanted him to
what the So, seriously, guys, what the fuck have you been watching lately? Actually, let's start with a special guest. What have you been watching lately?
I just finished catching up on Demon Slayer. To be honest, I've been hard body slacking anime wise. I've been reading it. So
okay, what have you been reading then?
Reading, JoJo.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Another JoJo fan.
JoJo over here on part JoJo. 8, dropping chapters monthly, like 100 something pages. So
yes, sir.
That's what I love about having like a really good anime that sits in your watch list, because you know it's something to look forward to.
Sure.
Which
means
sure.
She's still disgusted from earlier.
She's still mad at me.
I was agreeing.
She said, "Yeah, sure. Whatever."
She's about to trip me on the stairs outside.
That one step.
I'm sorry. I didn't that see one step.
That'd be hilarious.
I say that to like all your other Scorpio friends.
So
I don't have any Scorpio friends.
Yo.
Sorry.
You guys see how it didn't include
the disgust
me.
So she's continues. Already disgusted. Scorpio. All right. So what I've been watching, this is the Great Saint Otaku BB. I've actually been watching this really funny anime called Bofurai. But in English, it's actually, I don't want to get hurt, so I'll max out my defense.
That's I've been, cool. I've been really? Watching that shit lately, too. That shit's
funny. It's so fire.
Yo, it's on
that
Hulu.
Sounds really good.
It's on Hulu. It's so good.
I thought you were exaggerating.
No, that's actually
that's
the
literally
title.
What it is.
I love how they translate these titles.
So again,
there's another anime that's on Hulu that's like similar. It's like, is it wrong to pick up chicks in a dungeon?
Yes,
that's
classic. So
that's good.
As you may not have guessed it, this anime is another isekai where it's like, but it's not a girl being stuck in a virtual world. It's a girl actually playing a virtual reality game, and she just keeps on maxing out her defense because she does not want to get hurt. So she starts off just putting all of her stats on vitality, and then nothing in the game can hurt her, but she keeps on leveling up. So she's like, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So she keeps on maxing out, and she ends up becoming like one of the top three players in the game because like nobody can hurt her. And then she gets an ability where her shield can like eat people. It's ridiculous.
That sounds cool.
It's a very fun anime.
That just made me sad because now I really want to watch Shield Hero again.
Oh, Shield Hero. That's why I started watching this, is because of Shield Hero. That's the main reason why I started watching this, is because Shield Hero was...
Shield Hero gave me the comfortability to watch isekais. Because I thought they were just all nonsense, but they're pretty good. They're pretty good.
A lot of them are good.
It's the studio anime. Oh. I just took it.
And Overly Cautious Hero.
Yes, yes.
That was a good series too. Yeah,
so funny.
Whew. He's the guy so big. You know what's funny? I'm not tired of it yet. Mm-hmm. I say yet because I feel like I'm eventually get there. But
if I swear, if probably like 5 more isekais come out, I'm gonna be like, well, I'm over this. Because, bro, did you know that they came out with a mini anime series, and it's kind of like an isekai cafe, so it's literally all the most popular isekais in one anime.
Oh wait,
Isekai Quartet.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. I was like, so y'all know you're doing too many isekais, but you just don't give a fuck because it's selling.
So like, let's make more isekai on this isekai.
Yeah, so annoying.
Well, they know what to play with, and that's the fandom. But they very true. Watch the fandom and watch if they have too much of it out.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you bringing to the table then?
No, that's facts.
I have been reading a double isekai. So it's an isekai within an isekai.
Oh my god.
What? you're watching an Inception anime? Is that what
basically
you're saying?
Basically an Inception anime, because
In total, she's died twice so far. Mm. So, first life, she was like a spoiled brat, like noble person, old ages, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she ends up being an evil emperor.
Empress.
Thank you. Basically, she ends up getting executed by her husband because she does something bad. We don't even know what that is yet. Mm-hmm. And then she lives out her normal life in Seoul, Korea as a doctor, a surgeon. And she loves that life. And she grew up really like underprivileged and everything. And, you know, didn't have family because all her family died. Because she was an orphan. Just kidding. She was an orphan. And then she's born back. She like wakes up back into that other reality when she finally dies in this normal thing. So now she's just trying to rewrite her wrongs from her first life. Mm. She's like, I actually don't want to get married. Can I like have a career as a doctor so I don't do evil things? Mm. Thanks.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Who's next?
But yeah, some W's.
Y'all two are the last ones.
Oh. So I actually have not been watching anything new aside from, you know, Kill Rico that I said yesterday. But I tried to watch an anime. You know when you go on Crunchyroll or like his anime, it's like, surprise me. I clicked the surprise me button.
Don't ever do that.
No, I did it.
Especially for you.
No, I was laughing my ass off for like 25 minutes yesterday. I watched this anime short called Inferno Cop.
Oh yo. My god, so funny.
He's like,
oh my god.
Bro, hidden gem.
It really is.
The reason why I love it is because, first of all, they are mad lazy with the animation. It's like Aqua Teen Hunger Force, but for anime.
Yeah.
And I got to the first episode where, like, I don't even know what happened. I just clicked 7 minutes in, and this dude, like, thugs were running at him, and he was just spraying. Infernal Cop, he's an infernal person, and he's a cop with a gun.
This nigga looks like a cop version of fucking Ghost Rider, dog.
Literally. So there's one part that I started dying, because the boss ends up being the last one he shoots, and he's like, please, I have a family. And then he's like, get on your knees. So then the guy gets on his knees. He's like, thank. Before he says thank you, blows his head off. I was rolling at that one spot. I was like, all right. I might keep watching this. But I'm going to keep that in the tuck just when I'm high so I can, like, watch it and be like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah, you gotta watch fucking Scissor 7 on Netflix. It's like a Chinese animation type deal.
Uh-huh.
It's similar, really good.
The Chinese ones.
No. It's like, I guess I don't know. They seem like they put less work into the animation, and I prefer to watch it in like English dub because like it actually sounds like an Asian dude trying to speak English. So he has like a hard accent and everything.
Oh man,
it's fucking hilarious.
It's actually that whole very very funny.
Yeah,
and the fight scenes are kind of cold. Like when they get serious, the fight scenes are actually kind of cold in that series.
But yeah, man, Infernal Cop for me. What about you, T-Nasty?
So, I took your advice. I watched hentai just to see.
Wait.
This is a whole new conversation.
That's how we started.
I haven't been watching anything new, and this has been for a while.
Did you do what I did when I turned, like, 12, and I typed in hentai 12. Episode 1 subtitled in English?
No. I honestly, guys, I can't get into it.
Can you explain the audience what hentai is, please?
Like Japanese anime porn.
Okay. No, I mean, some people might not know that.
A lot of people don't know that. So, more importantly,
everybody knows that.
What was it that you stumbled upon?
Hentai.
I don't remember. It was just
because if it was Bible Black, I understand why you don't want to watch it.
Bible Black is gross.
Bible Black is... No, not to yuck anybody's yum, but yuck. It's gross. Yeah.
So was it just like a random hentai scene?
Describe it to us.
Okay, hold on.
Can you explain us
the process on how you found this hentai? Yes. Did you just Google hentai?
Well, I went on Pornhub.
Pornhub. Nice. Okay. That's a solid outlet. That's a decent
start.
Outlet.
That's not where you start.
Yes, I am a noob, so I went on Pornhub. I just want to guide you. Because I'm like, I don't know. What am I going to do? Ask you guys what is the best site for hentai?
Yes.
Dojimo.
Why not?
I can tell you about like three off the top.
So I don't know what it was. It was just some random. Oh wait, no, it was some girl who was on a bench and she was waiting for young guys to sit next to her on the bench so that she can take them home. So it really, there was no storyline.
This slice of life hentai.
I don't know.
You need to watch the interesting stuff, like when they're in outer space and then there's this weird alien tentacle monster that's like,
you know, I used to be disgusted,
causing an orgy on the spaceship or something.
Yeah, or there's a giant goblin troll having sex with a regular sized person,
and he just has like a ginormous, like absurdly shaped member, and it's just like wrecking her.
And for some reason it fits, and she's still alive.
And then they do the X-ray into the body. So yeah.
That's what it was doing. It was like it was like the X-ray into the vagina, and I'm like,
I don't know why they keep doing that.
I don't get it.
I don't know what fans are saying. Like, yeah, we need more X-ray to see what's going on.
I wonder where they put like the reviews, because I know there's comments in Pornhub. I sometimes read that.
I was like,
the only time I've ever been in the comments of Pornhub is when I was in college, and it was literally to get help with like fucking math homework, and I actually got help. I literally actually got help. I like put the problem in the comments, and somebody was like, "Do this," and I got there. Right? It is.
The porn community is actually very helpful.
Yes.
Did you see the one that was like somebody gets like appreciated the fuck out of or something like that?
Yeah.
A million views.
Absolutely.
I kind of want to watch it.
So yeah, see, that's it. Besides, I tried to watch God Eater last night. I turned it off.
You don't like God Eater?
I don't know. I just didn't like the fact that they really didn't build. There was no build up to the main character. Mm. It was just like, oh, I'm just going to go out and fight. And it's because
God Eater is an anime based off a video game.
Is that the same game where like there's a giant blimp and shit?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
You didn't like the game or the anime?
It was the anime. I didn't play the game.
The game's pretty good.
The game is a lot better than
that. Is the game called God Eater?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's three God Eater games right now.
Yeah. Oh. So the same way that the Persona anime, the Persona anime is based off of the Persona game.
Mm. Mm. That makes sense.
Okay, now I understand why there was no build-up.
Yeah, it's the same thing when Devil May Cry had an anime. It was, again, based off of the game, so it gave you very little to
know. There was a game?
Devil May Cry?
There's seven.
Five. Yeah.
There's five Devil May Cry.
Hold on.
Sat down and ate my food.
Hold on. She's getting it confused with Devil May Cry Baby. Those are two different things.
Devil May Cry
and Devil Man Cry Baby.
I was talking about Devil Man Cry Baby.
Yeah, no, there's no.
So, Devil May Cry with the infamous Dante and Virgil.
Devil Man is literally like, just in case y'all didn't know, it's supposed to be like a time loop consistently going. Like, every rendition of Devil Man is canon because God keeps
resetting
the world.
Every time.
That's dope.
The first Devil Man I watched was like when I was like 6 years old. In the 90s. So it was like 1996. That was the first Devil Man.
And the English dub for that was fucking hilarious.
I'm out here watching Sailor Moon.
Literally, my mind could not wrap around it. I was like, is this like revelations in the Bible? Like, as a kid, I'm like looking at it. I'm like, what is happening? I watched things like Ninja Scroll, Devil Man.
Ninja Scroll was my first anime, to be honest. And then after that, it was Wicked City.
Oh, Wicked City was fucked. I have no idea why my parents allowed me to watch that. It was so fucked. That Akira, just so many animes that I started off my career.
Reading Akira is so much better than
watching.
Bro,
I have the artist rendition book from some of the original character designs for that entire series. Like, I am a huge fan of Akira. It is literally like my top five favorite anime movies of all time. Yeah. So good.
But have you read it though?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So good. So
like,
good.
Akira actually pops up and shit instead of just being named after Akira. Like,
facts.
So before we get on to the next topic, I forgot to mention, I definitely watched another anime. I rewatched the first five episodes of an anime that I love, and it was Air Gear, and that shit still slaps.
I remember that.
Air Gear is heat.
I remember
that.
I'm so upset they never completed it.
They never did, but I mean, it still slaps.
You mean
they
the anime or the manga?
Never, they never completed the anime.
Yeah, no, the manga.
The manga goes.
Yeah,
the manga finished well, too. Yeah. It was actually a really good ending.
Yeah.
I finished up Black Clover for the... I caught up to it.
In the manga or the show? No, noob.
Sorry. Sorry, I disappointed you, Dad.
Noob.
All right, so let's get on to our next topic.
Manga? Get out of my house.
Actually, it's not like that long. If you actually try and catch up in the manga right now, you'll be caught up in like a day. It's not, like they're not that far behind.
In otaku time or like regular time?
In otaku time, you'll be caught up in like a few hours. But like in regular time, it'll take you like a day.
Okay.
All right, so next topic. You want to bring this in, T-Nasty?
Oh, God. All right. So, how do you feel about the anime to, like, live-action movies? So,
adaptions.
So, adaptations or whatever. So, Death Note and Bleach. And wasn't there another one?
I mean,
they're making a One Piece.
We can
one
talk
as well.
About the flops because we can go on.
Honestly, it depends on like who's making them because the Rurouni Kenshin live action movie
fire.
Really, it was.
They fucking slapped.
Every one of them though. It wasn't just like the first one.
All three of them were good.
All three of them. Literally, I rewatched them because they're so good.
The Dragon Ball Z one was cheeks.
Dragon Ball Z one was ass.
That was a joke.
To this day,
Story of Chun-Li ass.
Never watched the Dragon Ball Evolution.
Don't watch it.
Don't.
Oh, I was never going to watch it. I literally saw the trailer and I was like, I'm never going to.
Death Note, nope. I'm not even going to try and watch it. Can't do it.
I don't want to ruin my childhood. That shit was so bad.
Bad.
The Death Note movie.
Like Ryuk looked weird.
Yeah. I will say I did like the fact that they used Willem Dafoe as Ryuk.
I agree, but I feel like it was a waste because
a waste of talent in a sense.
It was trash.
Could have used that for like a real Death Note adaptation.
I know. I was very disappointed.
The crazy thing is, there are some adaptations, the ones that were made in Japan, that were actually pretty decent.
Because the Parasite one's pretty solid too.
Oh, yes.
Has everybody watched Parasite?
Mm-mm.
Parasite the Maxim?
Yes.
Yeah.
They did a live action.
I didn't know that.
It's really good.
Did you guys see the Attack on Titan one?
I have not. Mm-hmm. I know they made it, but I have not seen it.
Yeah, they made an Attack on Titan live one.
How?
I haven't found a lot of CGI. I haven't found a link for it yet.
I'm just thinking about the way that they run.
A lot of CGI, probably,
yeah.
That reminds me. I actually need to go home and watch One Piece Stampede.
That shit was heat.
I haven't watched it yet.
One Piece Stampede was straight heat.
I'm just thinking about that. Because there's somebody who made specifically on the way that anime.
Oh, we're talking about the way the Titans run?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of them abnormals are wild.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
I think I have it on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isn't Attack on Titan coming back for its final season?
Yes.
That is correct. Last season this year.
I'm mad that it took y'all, like 10 years to find out what's in Eren's basement when niggas could just...
They still haven't found out?
Anime-wise.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Anime-wise, it took 10 years. But, like, So, the thing is, I read the Attack on Titan manga the day it came out.
Yo, dead facts.
I literally, because I was the president of the anime club back when I was in college. And I remember recommending it to everybody else because I read the first chapter and I was like, yo, this is fire. Like, but I only read the first chapter, so I didn't know anything else besides the first chapter because I read it the day it came out. And I was like, yo, y'all need to read this. It's mad good, and I regret telling them that because it went so bad, so fast. I felt bad. I was like, from now on, I'm only going to recommend things that I've watched in its entirety. But Attack on Titan had a very strong opening. Very, very strong. But then it died out. But yeah, I still haven't watched the live-action adaptation.
Mm. I don't know, man. I can never see any point in time in my mind where I think an adaptation can work unless it's a slice of life or it's a historical or some type of fictional thing that makes sense. Like, I would love to see an adaptation of Dr. Stone. I think that would look dope.
Oh, that would look yes. so good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, and I'm just like, why didn't anyone think of that yet? You know?
They have to be working on it.
No, but I'm like, but yeah, they have to. But that's the type of anime that would make sense.
Yes. Because you can do it very easily.
For
you
real.
You
have good actors. That's it.
That's it.
Really, all you need is good actors.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, man. You guys, like, I hope My Hero never tries to do an adaptation because...
Wait, how come they haven't done a Cowboy Bebop adaptation?
That would be nice. That's already in the process. Fucking, what's his name? Harold is trying to be fucking Spike.
Really? Yeah. I would not be mad at that.
Was there ever a Champ Blue adaptation?
No.
That would have made sense,
too.
That would
have been nice, too.
That would be a solid adaptation, especially since what they did with fucking Rurouni Kenshin.
Right.
Yeah. And on top of that, I don't know if you guys saw that YouTube video of like Afro Samurai versus Mugen from Samurai.
Oh, yeah.
That was solid.
That
like
was
like a bunch of niggas on like, YouTube.
Like, yes. I was like, you guys could very easily do A, an Afro Samurai, and B, you can definitely do a Samurai Champloo live adaptation.
Facts. I don't know. I feel like there's just certain parameters adaptations can do. Like,
oh, yeah. If you don't have the budget for it, stay with like non-superpowered things.
Facts.
Because then it's going to end up looking like Dragon Ball Evolution.
Or if you have no budget and you have a simple idea, you can still shit on it like Death Note. Exactly. Because Death Note could have been...
That shit was just mostly like casting. Like, why was L black? Think yeah. about that. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That's just bad production.
Like, they changed like mad shit for that. Like,
yeah, that's true. But hey, who knows?
It didn't make any sense at all.
There's a few animes I would like to see adapt. And a few others. Like, I have a couple. Boondocks would be a great adaptation, too.
That would be funny.
It'd be fucking hilarious.
I don't know who you would cast as kids to, like,
be. I don't know.
To wild out like that?
Because Riley carried that series for a very long
time. Yeah, but I want to see the scene of Bushido Brown with the three. That would be a crazy adaptation.
How you get some old people forcing it? Yo, like, you would have to go stunt double crazy.
Fighting fucking Huey that one episode yeah. when he came through with the stun glove.
With the stun glove!
Yeah,
even
man.
Even that fucking kickball episode, bro. Like,
the kickball. Yeah. That reminded me of... Was that a Shaolin Soccer reference?
Yes.
Yes.
I knew it.
It definitely was.
I love Shaolin. And Kung Fu Hustle. Oh, my... Oh!
Kung Fu Hustle.
Apparently,
I still have that.
Kung Fu Hustle, too.
I'm gonna watch it because that's my
I'm
shit.
Watch it.
That's literally my shit. I love Kung Fu Hustle.
I literally watch Kung Fu Hustle once a year, just so it's always fresh in my mind.
It's so stupid. I love it.
It's such a dumb movie, but it was so
Heat.
Funny.
It's on Netflix. This is literally.
It is on Netflix.
I'm going to watch that tonight, and I'm gonna get mad high, and I'm gonna laugh my ass off.
Boruto.
Exactly. We're the Squidward in this situation.
Honestly, I would.
Son?
Yeah. I would never want them to do a live adaptation of Naruto.
You can't. No. Can't. It can't.
I would never.
I don't even
want
to. I can't even imagine the Jinkuryuchis. I can't imagine the Susanoos. I don't want to imagine it.
I don't want to.
I don't want to.
It's good the way it is.
Just keep it.
You know what's good? There was like a live. I don't want to say. Like a play. Like a live performance
yeah,
of it.
There was like
that
a play
was good.
Of it.
Okay.
Oh
yeah,
exact.
Actually, yeah.
That was good.
I unpopular opinion. I like the Naruto Ninja Storm video game fight scenes.
They're way better.
Better than the anime.
I tell people actually.
That's popular opinion.
I didn't know that was popular opinion
yeah.
because anytime I tell somebody, they're like, "What? Are you crazy?" I'm like, "Yo, if you play
have
the
you,
games,
have you not played it?
Yo, the
played it.
Games
are amazing.
The fight, the animated, like the movie scenes, the cinematic scenes are
yeah.
beautiful.
Who was it that said that? It wasn't me. Someone said if you play Storm 1 through 4,
yep.
you basically watch Naruto.
You 100% did.
And then they add so much extra like stuff to it, like the team attacks, like those what ifs. Come on now. I remember that team attack with Itachi and fucking Shisui. Oh
that
my
shit was so
god!
Clean.
I was like, yo, you guys don't want to see if they were alive tag team in attacks like that.
Nah,
but yeah,
I remember when they first introduced the tag teams. It was like in Ninja Storm 3, and it was like Itachi and Sasuke. Bro, it was so clean because Itachi put you in the ultimate Genjutsu, which is
yeah.
Izanagi, and then Sasuke came in and just cut your throat. I was like, yo, this is fire. That was back in the day. I loved My thing is, I literally like the games way more than the anime.
The games are way better, to be honest with you.
Way better than the anime.
Yeah.
Talking about live action plays, you know they did one of Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yes. Yeah. So good.
Oh, really?
So good.
That's what's up. I did not know that.
And literally, the costumes
were...
The costumes were spot on. It was... And didn't they do, like, a promotional? They did, like, an OVA. They released, like, two episodes in honor of that, which was, like, really cool. Because we got to see the origin of Hiei and Kurama as one episode. And then it was another episode where it was, like, the guy, the gang, but, like, after the events of, like, the last episode. And they were just meeting up just to go on a random case. And they're all just still just a force, like nobody can stop them kind of situation.
I'm going to look into that then. That's like, that sounds really good. That sounds really good.
I one of these days, we're going to have to do like a battle analysis.
Like on some death battle shit?
Yeah, but like not stupid. No offense to death battle.
I mean, no offense, but I know what you mean. Oh, God. That's a lot of studying.
Yeah. But we'd have to know like the topic before.
So... Anybody who's listening right now, I want you to find us on whatever social media platform you're listening to this on. Comment and tell us whatever battle analysis you would like us to do, because that's actually something I'd really like to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's awesome. So,
let's nerd the fuck out.
Jesus Christ. So I got a couple questions for our guests.
It's a fucking game over.
It's a wrap.
So I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Sure. My man's Sativa, and I want you to answer them as quickly as possible. So then we can, not even we, I just want to see how quick you can answer them so I can just know your characteristic when it comes to anime. You ready?
Oh, we're going to try like.
I might throw in some questions
like, myself. Yeah, like sure, we're going to do some surefire shots. So get that shotgun. Get that mic ready, and we getting ready. You ready? All right. First one, favorite action anime.
Oh, come on.
No, come on. We got to do this.
That's a wide-ass ring.
No, that's what I'm saying. Come on. What's the first one off your top? What's off the top?
First one that
pops into mind. Ryuho versus Kazuma Sacred. That last battle.
S-Cry Ed. Oh, my God. It's so good. No, that was good. That's a good, solid answer. Solid answer.
Favorite protagonist?
Favorite protagonist. Kiyoma from Dimension W.
Favorite antagonist.
Favorite antagonist.
Someone you love to hate.
I don't know. The most evil nigga that I could think of is. It's got to be a tie between that nigga Diavolo from Part 5 JoJo and Dio from. Part 1 and Part 3.
That's very true.
You had no reason to be a dickhead.
Dio. I love JoJo.
My nigga said, "Yo, your dog's coming toward me. Let me him catch this whole kneecap real quick." Boom.
I'm sorry. That's a pretty evil for shit. Me, it's forever. Griffith is going to be one of the most deplorable human beings on the face of the earth.
Oh yeah.
All right. Worst character design.
Worst character design.
Bobobo.
Yo, chill out. Yo, chill out. Cause I fuck with Bobobo. Don't do that.
I like Bobobo. Don't do that. That was intentional.
It wasn't Bobobo. That's like my worst character design. But somebody that follows Bobobo, that fucking sun nigga.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say Forrest Gump. You know, little Gumpy dude?
Oh my God.
Nah, I can't say him. He got Gumby. Like,
yeah.
With it, dog.
You're right. Best anime power that you've seen so far in anime. Like this shit is nuts. And it doesn't have to be overpowered, but it's more like, yo, this shit is nuts. Like, I like this one, basically.
So your favorite?
Yeah.
Nen in general, because you can literally do anything with it.
Yeah, Nen is heat.
Nen is pretty heat.
Nen is heat.
From Hunter
Hunter x Hunter, right?
Yeah.
From Hunter x Hunter? Yes.
All right. If they put it in the spelling, it's part of the spelling.
Hunter x Hunter.
I mean, when you have a list of things with X's in between them, do you say all the X's when it's on anything else?
Yes.
That absolutely.
Sounds like a you, bro. That sounds like, well, if there's just one, then yes. But like, if there's like Hunter x Hunter x Hunter, then you're just being stupid.
Favorite antagonist that actually wasn't an antagonist, like you understood them.
So an anti-hero.
Favorite anti-hero, like you understood what they were trying to do.
That's a hard one.
There's only one acceptable answer, honestly.
There is. What is it? We have to wait for his. Yeah. Then we'll see.
Like
also, when he's done, you guys could also answer too. We're just, I'm just shooting these out.
Actually, I lied. There's three.
I can't think.
There's
like
three,
that.
But I think you're gonna
whenever
win
you're
one
ready,
of the
though.
Three.
There's, we ain't gotta wait. You could be like, blah, and then that's it. You know.
I gotta go with. I don't know. Jorno had a pretty. Nah. That's, you said antagonist.
Yeah. So anti-hero, they're not necessarily like a hero, but they're not necessarily an antagonist. They're like,
that's Poison Ivy. To me, sorry. No,
yes. Everybody was like, what?
So Poison Ivy, yes, is a perfect example because Poison Ivy is technically a plant life activist, but she's seen as a villain because
she
kills
people.
She's a
plant life activist because she's actually a plant.
Exactly.
Anybody else? Anyone got something to say? Favorite anti-heroes?
Favorite anti-hero, I do gotta go with.
I already got mine in the tuck.
Poison Ivy likes to go by.
Wait, I forgot what she likes to be
called. That nigga Shigechi from Part 4.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I like that. What about yours?
So, I was definitely going to say Scar from Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Facts. And Scar. I was definitely going to say Itachi.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Itachi too. Oh, I'm not trying to go for the basic bitch.
No. But you know, Itachi, he's very complex. Only the realest of the real understood his motives.
And then you're like, okay.
No,
I get
I mean,
it.
I know a lot of
Scar,
people.
Scar is basic bitch or not. Scar was beautifully written.
He was. He definitely
top down.
Was.
He was a beautifully written character. He wasn't a hero. He wasn't a villain. Everything about his backstory between him, his brother, his people, what he represented, his arm, yo, everything about his character, top to bottom, yeah. Beautiful anti-hero.
Also, Captain Z from Film Z of One Piece also is a good anti-hero.
Oh, yes.
So.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Best character design on someone you liked in anime.
Best character design.
We're talking aesthetics. We're talking the fit, like, or not even the fit. How they look. Who do you think has the best character design?
Spike Spiegel, Cowboy Bebop. Mm. Deadass.
Solid.
Even before I
solid?
Had my dreads, I would just solid. Wake up in the morning and my fro would be shaped like his, like beautiful.
Wait, solid from Black Clover?
Like
no. I'm saying like.
That's oh, I was about to be like, yo, you like solid from Black Clover's aesthetic? Oh, the front ponytail? You bugging out? Damn, Barbet.
No, I'm saying that was a solid answer.
No, that was a solid answer.
Spike is.
Law?
Law? From One Piece?
No, I just.
Wait, what?
Law from One Piece is my second favorite for like fits in anime.
I was literally thinking about Black Clover.
Full Gulu.
La. My personal favorite one is.
I like Captain I can't say her name. Melodia?
I don't know.
Think Fire and Lion, but in from Black Clover.
Mario Leona.
See how hard that name was?
Leona. I just said it.
Literally just said
it. That's why I said it.
No, Mario Leona, I like her design too. My favorite design as of right now, I don't know what's been going on with me because, first of all, One Piece has made me like weird ass concepts, but I love how Marco looks right now.
Oh, 100%.
Marco, because he has like that little stupid high top little cut.
Yes.
But then he's a beast. So, like, he looks stupid, but he kind of doesn't, because you can't fuck. Marco looks fly. I like Marco's fit.
He looks fly as shit right now.
Heat Fist's fit was hot, too, with the hat, with the goggles.
Yes. One of my favorite character designs is actually Shiro from Dead Man Wonderland.
Yeah.
I loved her design. I thought she was, like, from the moment I saw her, I was like, I know I'm going to love this series for the rest of my life.
Also Kaneki Ken, because that's my nigga.
Come on,
Tokyo
man.
Ghoul. That was your answer?
Yes! Just waiting!
T-Nasty said Kaneki. Who said that?
I also got to say Kiyoma's fit from Dimension W was also fucking fire.
Facts.
Yeah.
Absolute facts. Homie
was a modern day ninja. Like every sense of the word.
Oh, also Stein from Soul Eater.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Whoa, Soul what's Eater. Going on? Over there? She said, oh my god.
But honestly, these Swedish
BB hit that spot.
It's that natural energy.
But like every character in Soul Eater to me.
Nah, there were some characters that did not, like, so for example,
most of the main characters.
Soul to me, like, Soul had a very interesting design, but he wasn't, like, as dope to me as Stein was.
I feel like, his whole thing is to be cool, so, like, he was just not something to really stand out.
The only time Soul, because Soul is actually my favorite character in Soul Eater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My favorite, and I think this actually only happened, this only happened in the manga. My favorite design of Soul was when he first became a Death Scythe, and then he got covered with the madness, and then he ended up fighting the entire team solo, fucked everybody up. He ended up taking his scythe out, so he got this black suit. So when the black blood takes over, he gets this black suit, as if he's gonna, like, play an orchestra in front of people, because you know he used to play piano and stuff like that. So his scythe would come out, and then it would be a piano on the scythe, and then he would play it, and then the sound waves would, like, damage people and, like, also paralyze them. He was such a force after he became a Death Scythe. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. He was literally solo, and when I say he was fighting everybody, he was fighting Stein, Maka, Death the Kid, Black Star, everybody, and he was beating their ass. I recommend reading the manga. Mm.
I like Death the Kid's like aesthetics, like aesthetically pleasing. His design was
facts.
Yes.
And then,
Death the Kid.
Death the Kid Death Madness the Kid. Form.
Yeah.
Ooh. So Death the Kid Madness form. He had the same suit. But then they just gave him a trench coat, but it was like a burning black trench coat.
Mm. Mm.
Heat. And then he had the madness smile.
I gotta rewatch it now.
Boy! No, that's only in the manga, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, read it.
You gotta read that shit for all the good shit, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of series that, like, you really just had to read the manga because it got cut off too early, like Claymore.
Even
Soul Eater.
Even before Brotherhood came out, Full Metal Alchemist was like that.
Exactly. It sucks.
Damn, there's a lot of good One Piece character designs. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Actually, yeah.
Fucking Aikinu's is heat too.
They have a lot of time.
Ooh, you know who had great character design? Specifically in the manga? Katekyo Hitman Reborn.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, it was good. And then I saw these niggas put their rings in boxes and I was like, yeah, I'm all set. I just stopped after that.
They fixed that. It got so much better.
Yo, Suna's fit at the end is clean.
So clean.
And everything. Oh my
really?
The glove, and then the X burner came from the bottom. Relax. It was too good.
We're just looking at each other.
So yo, it was crazy. The double X burner was probably one of the dopest attacks that came out of that series. I love that.
Not
shit.
Even gonna lie.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, we did good. That was a good fire round.
It was.
Yeah.
I think we should definitely incorporate that with every guest now because I want to keep everyone on their feet.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
And now,
final event.
And the final event. This question has been specifically asked to Otaku Cafe because we've gotten a lot of reception about how great our personalities are and how well it matches. And Anthony, yours was great too. This is real good. So I think you're going to do well with this question. So this question is from Redacted because they didn't want their name to be said because they're like, why would you ask such a crazy question? Well, why would I ask? Why would they? Yeah. But the question is, would you rather live with roaches or rodents? And you have to pick one.
Rodents.
Roaches. No, definitely rodents.
You'll part his man.
Rodents. Because you can have a cat.
You can have a cat exactly. And get rid of that shit. Roaches will literally roaches be everywhere.
Roaches will be
dog.
There and they can survive anything. Oh, yeah, right. The like, sprays that were meant for them
are not.
They don't even work on them,
bro. At least rodents will hide until nobody's around.
Also, shout out to Terraformers since we're on roaches.
But I was just thinking about roaches.
Yo, Terraformers has the most scary looking fucking roaches of all time.
That's a fact.
That evolved
like the diseases that mice carry. So I'm just like, well, I'm not gonna die from the roaches. I'd die from having mice contaminate myself.
Roaches carry disease too.
Yeah.
Just kidding, never mind.
My question is,
and again, think about it.
Is death an option?
So like you're sleeping and shit. Roaches will just be there.
Yeah, roaches are gangsters, but they don't give a fuck.
Like you be cooking, he'd be like, yo, what we eating, my nigga?
You wake up staring you in the face.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, not a fear of mice, but I remember like a horror movie surrounding the idea of being eaten alive by mice. So I actually really hate mice. Mm.
And that makes sense why you chose roaches then.
But also the fear of like if I were to put that on the other foot and say eaten alive by a swarm of roaches, that is also terrifying to me too.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to know which one's cheaper to get rid of.
Cheaper?
Mice.
I mean, you could get
mice,
because
you can just get a cat.
Get a lot of cats.
Literally, just having a cat there, their pheromones literally ward off mice.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought people bought cats so that cats could just eat mice, and that was it.
Sometimes.
They start
some
off do. By killing them, and then literally just them being there gets rid of them.
Yeah.
Because, like, my cat.
I kind of want a cat.
There was one point when me and my brother were living together, his cat would just put half-eaten mice, like, in front of the door. Just like, yo, I got him.
What the fuck?
And you're supposed to accept it, like, because that's a gift.
Yeah, and he's saying he loves you. Thank you so much.
It was a present.
So my cat, I had two cats. Both of them were black. My older cat was very chill, but the younger one was a psychopath. He literally murdered everything and I always had to accept it or else he would like be mad at me and like scratch me to wake me up in the morning. So I always had to like accept, like, whether it would be snakes. One time he brought a dead bat. One time he brought, like, bro, he literally just killed things.
I brought the corpse
and then brought the
enemies.
Corpse back to me, and I was like, yo, I constantly had to get him checked because I was like, how are you killing these things and not getting diseased? Where he was a nest.
Are they outside cats too?
Yeah, they're indoor, outdoor. And I trained them so that anytime like I needed to feed them, I could just call them once, and then no matter where they were, they would always find me.
Huh.
That's crazy.
I don't know anything about pet stuff, so this was very informational, good, and great for me.
Cats do better outdoors.
Guys, cats can be trained.
They do better outdoors.
Most cats do better outdoors.
It was one time I was smoking a blunt with my brother. And we're just chilling on the porch. And then I just peeped, like, a bird, like, moving, like, in the grass. And then, like, it got back up and tried to move. And I peeped my brother's cat just pop out of the tall grass and smack it back to the ground. I'm like, oh, that's why you are on the floor.
So then when they bring you the corpse, what do? Do you pick it up?
You pick it up. You say thank you.
He
and then
gave
you
a present.
What you do with it after that, you can literally throw it in the trash, but don't let them see you throw it in the trash because that's rude.
He's like, my nigga, I literally just killed this bird for you. Ain't gonna fry it up.
You're not gonna eat this shit? This is a delicacy I brought you?
It's like, I brought you half of this corpse because I ate the other half, but your part.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
This is me participating in rent, my nigga.
Here's my rent.
Literally, that's
what?
Their contribution.
That's kind of fucking cool.
So my,
I think I want a cat.
Yeah, a my cat little now. Cat, the one that killed everything, I called him Tiny Terror. I just called him Terror for short. And the older one, I called him Drogon after the dragon from Game of Thrones.
Do you regret it now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Game of Thrones ended so terribly. But, like, Dro was so chill. He really didn't care about anything, like, at all. And I would always tell Dro, like, watch Terror so he's not breaking things in the house. And he'd just look at me like, I got you. Never did. Never did. I always felt lied to. Because I would come back and I would look at Dro. I wouldn't even look at Terror because Terror's a psychopath. You can't talk to him. So I would talk to Dro. I'd be like, Dro, what happened here? He'd be like, bro, I don't know. He was out here wilding, and I was like, stop. And he just kept on going.
How do you train a cat to be outside and then come back? Is that, is there like, no, I'm sorry. No, you just
let, if they want to go out, they go out. They'll come back.
They always come back?
I mean,
not necessarily. So it sounds like you got to keep them inside for a long enough while so that way they know, like, this is where I'm getting food. This is like my home. Like,
yeah, like you're not gonna get a cat, right? And that day, out, just like, let it outside.
Listen, I'm learning these things because that's what I would have done.
And, like, cats still, because like even when you get a cat, it has to get used to its home. Otherwise, yeah. That's why cats always hide and shit at first. Like, mm-hmm. They're just like, I don't know where the fuck I am. Like,
yeah.
You see, that makes sense because I used to have a friend and she had a cat named Shadow, and Shadow would leave and then they go come back like 4 or 5 days later
to eat. And then leave again.
Like, yeah, but he come back with like war injuries. He'd be like, oh. And then she's like, Shadow,
I got shot.
Oh my god! And then she'll put like Lul Maskiti, castor oil for anyone that's not Haitian,
yeah,
on the paw, and then it's like, meow. And then it just runs out again.
That doesn't work.
Listen, that cat has seen some things, and it had a scar too. It had a scar. Like, I'm like, what has this cat been through?
Some gang shit.
I once saw both my cats jumping another orange cat. I was dying. I came home from work and I was like, what the fuck is going on? I just heard like a crazy ass. So I look into the back, I just see them jumping. I was like, get them. I'm pretty sure my cats were in the wrong, but
it don't matter.
No, it wasn't your cats. It was Terror. Terror was wilding out on the orange cat, and then Dur had to stop it. But then orange cat was probably wild, disrespectful, so he stomped him out with Terror. That's probably what happened.
Exactly. He tried to break it up, and then the orange cat probably hit him in the face like, bitch, I was trying to help you. Now they just started jumping him. Like, it was crazy.
Jesus Christ.
It was bad.
Too. Cats are cooler than I thought.
Cats are the most gangster animals.
Never break up a cat fight. Never.
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 You're only going to get scratched.
Die. You're going to die.
You're literally going to be bleeding by the end of it.
Dog fight's fine. I don't care. I'll break up 110 bull mastiff. Fight, no problem. Cats, a cat fight? No.
Cats can just maneuver in a way that dogs can't. They can literally just swirl around you and fuck you up. Like, it's crazy.
Most of my scars are from cats, so I'm good.
Do you have any dogs?
No, I don't have any dogs. Okay. But I work with dogs and cats, so.
But what if a cat's fighting a dog?
Oh, I know it. He was a Brockton cat too. He was from Brockton. He was a he was from Brockton.
Brockton cats are about that life.
He was one of my coworkers' cats, and sometimes he would leave the cat there. If a dog was walking by, this cat literally would attack anything. Okay, you try to friggin' break it up, then he'd attack you.
Oh my god, bro! You see me banging? Leave it alone. I'm gonna fuck him up.
This reminds me of that video I saw a very long time ago on Twitter when they were like, "The cat's not even that dangerous," and it's at the animal shelter. Do you know that video I'm talking about?
Yep.
And then they try to get the cat out. The cat's like, he's like, has it out. I'm gonna find the video now because
is it on Twitter?
It is on Twitter, but I don't know the exact tweet. I know it's on YouTube.
On that note, I think we're going to probably wrap it up here.
Oh, yeah, no. What is it at?
Oh, we're at 53 minutes.
Yeah, this is probably a good... No, I think we're good here. We do not have time to go on 8 more tangents tonight.
That is very true.
Yeah, we probably should have called this the Tangent Squad because that's really what we do all the time.
Well, I mean, it was a perfect segue into the rodents and roaches question, so.
Yeah. It really was.
Yeah, it worked well. It worked really well.
But how did you feel? I'm so sorry, Sativa. We'll redact my comment before we have the power to do that.
Wink, wink, editing power.
So it's going to be like, I'm going to be saying your name. It's going to be like a Then it's going to be like, I'm sorry, Sativa, how did you like your visit today with Otaku Cafe?
It was chill. Fuck it. Come again. Word. Next time, I'll just smoke a blunt beforehand.
Oh, definitely. It makes the experience so much better. But this is like a dry podcast. Yeah, this is a dry season. We're in a dry season.
The first ones we just had like a giant pile of gin. Yo. I brought my bottle of wine. Yeah. Guys.
We're growing though. We're growing. But definitely next time you come in, enjoy yourself.
Because you know what I like to say.
But that being said, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Otaku Cafe. And as you know, we are going to be releasing these episodes weekly, so make sure to like, subscribe, share, whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing. Just jam those buttons. Jam them as hard as you can.
Button mash, please.
But consensually.
Wait, how do you... Okay.
You always got to smash consensually.
Always.
All right.
Guys, I found him. And by the way, he got adopted.
This ain't got no time.
As you know, guys, we'll be here every week for episodes. I think our new date officially will be start Wednesdays. Let's say it's Wednesdays.
Wednesdays. Wednesday.
So Wednesdays. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. or noon, anytime after noon, we're going to post it. We're going to let you guys know the episode is up.
They're going to get it when we give it to them.
Pretty much. All right. And with that being said, thank you guys for listening to Otaku Cafe.
And we know you'll be back because we know you like it nerdy.